get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Your number one source for golf news and entertainment on the radio. It is Tee to Green, the golf show. We talk golf every Sunday, coast to coast, across America, around the world, on the American Forces Radio Network. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, home of the 2011 U.S. Women's Open and home of the upcoming 2018 U.S. Senior Open. It has been a huge weekend here at the Broadmoor. The Colorado Golf Association celebrating its 100th anniversary this year, 1915 to 2015, and it all culminated with a big celebration last night, the Century of Golf Gala that was held right here at the Broadmoor. The guest of honor, none other than Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus held a press conference yesterday here at the Broadmoor. He talked about the importance of Colorado, the state of Colorado, on his career. He talked about playing golf with Ben Hogan. He also talked about the most important putt of his career that happened right here at the Broadmoor.
What it did was it put me in a position of knowing that when I had a putt to make, and I had to make it, if I wanted to win something, I did. And that put it in my mind that I could do that. You get that in your mind the next time you have a putt that you have to make. Oh, I've done that before. I can do that again.
That is Jack Nicklaus, and we're going to hear a lot more from the Golden Bear today here on Tee to Green. We're going to be playing excerpts from that press conference. We'll talk about the Century of Golf Gala and the people that were honored last night here at the Broadmoor as the most important people in the first 100 years of golf here in Colorado. Some big names on that list.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Got to remind you one more time, too, if you did miss anything from today, do miss anything from today's show or any future show, find it on iHeartRadio Talk. Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24-7, iHeartRadio.com/talk. Jay and Jerry teeing it up. Our guest today, Jack Nicklaus. We are worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. It's Tee to Green, the golf show, live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. Check out their website. Check out our website, teetogreenradio.com. Visit our Facebook page. Like us on Facebook. All sorts of good things happening there. All sorts of good things happening here in Colorado Springs and the Broadmoor this weekend. Broadmoor, longtime home of Tee to Green. We've been here some 10 years now, and I don't know if it got any better, Jerry, over the last 10 years than it did last night. Across the street in the Broadmoor Hall, 1,250 people showed up for the Colorado Golf Association Century of Golf Gala celebration. We've been talking about this since last spring, and it seems like the time just flew by from the time we first heard about it to when it happened last night. But the Colorado Golf Association put on quite a bash last night, celebrating 100 years of golf in Colorado, honoring a number of people for their contributions to golf here in our state, and bringing in Jack Nicklaus as the featured guest.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun. I think it was probably in March when Ed Mate, the director of the CGA, was first on talking about that they had set last night's date and everything like that. And we were joking with a couple people yesterday. It was like 9 months, just like going through a pregnancy of sorts for some of those people. Without the morning sickness involved or something like that. But, yeah, really a lot of fun. A nice press conference with Jack when he got here, and a good evening last night. The 1,250 people that you mentioned is about double what they thought they could get when they first announced this and everything. And because of that, the Colorado Golf Foundation, which was established 3 years ago, is really got a nice little chunk of change last night, because they weren't expecting, you know, those kind of numbers back in the winter and spring when they first set the last evening up.
Yeah, Phil Lane, who's the president of the Colorado Golf Association and who has ties here in Colorado Springs and the Broadmoor, and he's been a guest on the show before, he said we were hoping we'd get,
six or seven hundred people.
And they ended up with 1,250 people last night. But it didn't feel like it was a massive crowd. It was the room was huge, and there was a lot of room at all the tables and everything. It was just a great night, and it started earlier in the day with Jack Nick. Well, it started early in the day actually with golf. They opened up the Broadmoor East and the West courses. They started with Broadmoor East. The special deal was $100 to play in the golf event that was in conjunction with the Century of Golf celebration. $100 to play the Broadmoor is a pretty good deal.
And they
sold out the Broadmoor East course in no time.
In a day.
So they opened up the West, and they sold out the West too. So it started out with some golf. It continued with Jack Nicklaus coming in yesterday afternoon, and there was a press conference upstairs here in the golf clubhouse. And then it culminated last night with the big event, the dinner, the fireside chat, I guess is what you want to call it, hosted by Tim Rosefort of the Golf Channel. And he and Jack Nicklaus just sat there and pretty much told stories.
Yeah, pretty much. It was really a lot of fun. And with the golf yesterday, as Mark Keble The head pro here said they stole one with the 64 degree temperatures on November 14th. It's going to be about half that in a couple of days. So they got lucky with that and everything too. And today's the final day that the East Course is going to be open. So, I mean, everything just fell into place. It was an entirely wonderful night. The only, unfortunate situation is one of the honorees, Barbara McIntyre, who was the female player of the century in Colorado here, is ill and could not attend last night, and that was kind of sad to hear.
Yeah, it was good to see the weather hold out for the golf, though. I guess that's what happens when you get connected with Jack Nicklaus. He must have some pull somewhere.
Sometimes things just fall in line.
Six people who call Colorado home, among the most notable names in our state's golf history, recognized as People of the Century at the event last night. The six honorees: the female player of the century, Jerry mentioned, Barb McIntyre. If you're not familiar with her, she, as an amateur, almost won the U.S. Women's Open back in the late 1950s. She lost in a playoff eventually to Kathy Cornelius. Had she been able to do that, that would have been one of the greatest accomplishments ever in the history of golf, winning the U.S. Open as an amateur. As it is, just the fact that she lost in a playoff is pretty memorable. And she, of course, the female player of the century. Male player of the century, a no-brainer, Hale Irwin, who lived in Colorado, went to the University of Colorado, played football and golf there. He was the male player of the century. Superintendent of the century was Dennis Lyon. The golf professional of the century, Charles Vic Klein, a golfing legend here in our state. The woman of the century, Judy Bell, who has huge ties right here in Colorado Springs and here at the Broadmoor. She, the first female president ever of the USGA back in the 1990s. And the man of the century, Will Nicholson Jr., he lives in the Denver area. He is the mover and shaker when it comes to Colorado golf. And he also was the president of the USGA at one time as well.
And responsible for getting Jack Nicklaus to come out here for this.
Yep.
Jack said last night he got a call from Will Nicholson and said, can you come to this, and what date can we set this up to make this work? You mentioned Hale Irwin, of course, playing football at Colorado, too. He was a 195-pound defensive end back in those days. I don't know that he would be a defensive end at that weight today at any level of football.
Pretty good athlete, though.
Yeah, he really was.
Yeah. And not too shabby on the golf course.
You know what? His 45 Champions Tour victories is 16 better than the next total of Lee Trevino.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good margin.
You know, he's a World Golf Hall of Famer for his career in golf, and he won three U.S. Opens. But I think he safely has the title of best senior golfer ever.
Yeah, it'll really take something for anyone to put up those kind of numbers, because and you know, he played longer on the Champions Tour than a lot of people have, and was very good for a longer period of time.
Yeah.
And he's the oldest winner of the U.S. Open in 1990. So all of that, you know, kind of, you know, his game was as good as it ever was. Almost when he made it to age 50.
Yeah,
so he just let that, he just continued to roll through there. And
he won the senior open at, was he, what, 45 or 46?
Well, at the,
like
no, the, U, yeah,
the
regular.
The U.S. Open.
Yeah,
at
45
in 1990.
Yeah,
it was 45. And he just turned 70 not too long ago. We talked to Hale this summer when he was brought in up in Denver at the Common Ground Golf Course for the big junior tournament that bears his name.
Yep.
Yeah, so a lot of honors for Hale Irwin in golf and in the state of Colorado this year, and one of those being recognized as the male player of the century. A little disappointed, too, that Dow Finsterwald was not there, our good friend Dow, who's back in Florida.
Yep, he kept to his regular schedule and headed down to the south.
He's a
snowbird. He is a snowbird. He has been for some time, and they really put out an awesome program associated with last night. You know, they mention all the honorees, but they've got a decade by decade of some of the major things that happened in golf in Colorado. Babe Zaharias, 1950. Won the Women's Western Open, which was a big deal back the big tournament back then. That was at Cherry Hills also. And, of course, Babe Zaharias, maybe as good a female athlete that the United States has ever produced.
And she had ties to
because
Colorado
she,
as well.
Not only was she a golfer, but an Olympian and everything else. And, yeah.
She married George Zaharias, yep. Who I think was living here in Colorado, was a native of Colorado. I'm not sure, but he did spend a lot of time in Colorado, and she spent time in here with in our state with George after they married.
Yep. Very cool night last night. I mean, we've mentioned it and talked about it with some guests a couple of times over the course of the summer here, and it all culminated in a real special evening last night, and it was a good thing that we were able to attend that.
And in our next two segments of the show, we're going to be playing the Jack Nicklaus press conference, parts of it back for you. He talks, as I mentioned earlier, about playing golf with Ben Hogan. He talks about the most important putt he ever made in his career, and it was right out the back door here at the Broadmoor on the 18th green, and a whole lot more coming from the Golden Bear. The rest of the show will be dedicated to him today here on Tee to Green. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, Scott Cuddy in Master Control. We're worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast to coast on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about hitting out of the rough, give you a few tips on how to have a little more success. First of all, you want to choose a club that's going to advance the ball. You don't necessarily need the club to get the ball to the green, just something that you're going to advance, say an 8-iron, 7-iron. Also, grip the club with a little more grip tension because the club face will likely shut when it gets caught up in the long grass. Because it shuts, you're going to aim to the right just a little bit. Keep that in mind because normally shots out of the long grass will have a tendency to go left. That's all for today.
For more tips from Mark, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
Show by golfers for golfers. It's Tee to Green, the golf show from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff, coming off the Century of Golf Gala that was held here at the Broadmoor last night to celebrate 100 years of golf in Colorado by the Colorado Golf Association. The honored guest at the event was none other than Jack Nicklaus. And before that gala last night, Jack Nicklaus was here in the golf clubhouse upstairs. And they held a press conference. It was moderated by our good friend Tom Green, a TV personality in Denver, who's not a bad golfer either, played golf with Tom a few times. And for the next two segments of the show, we're going to let you hear segments and portions of the press conference featuring Jack Nicklaus here at the Broadmoor. And we'll let Tom Green take it from there.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for coming. Obviously, it's a very big day for Colorado golf, a big day at the Broadmoor. We welcome back the greatest player golf has known, Jack Nicklaus, to the site of his stirring win 56 years ago, right outside in 1959 at the U.S. Amateur. 56 years ago. Jack, welcome. It's good to have you back to the Broadmoor.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, when we were just outside on the 18th green, everyone had a chance to putt from where we thought you rolled in that winning putt, but you said it was a little more towards the first tee. You had a different memory of it.
Well, the putt was left to right, and the only slope I found that was left to right was going that way.
You've said at times that that putt changed everything as far as your
career. I think
it was probably
the most important putt I ever made. And from the reason that, you know, I was a young kid coming along, and I'd won Transmiss a year before, but the Transmiss got me on the Walker Cup team. The Walker Cup team got me in Augusta and got me into a couple other things. But then it came to the end of the year, and we had the National Amateur. And the National Amateur is the first, in those days, it was a major championship, at least that's what they called it. And, you know, of course, when Tiger came along, that's why we eliminated him. I got back, and what it did was it put me in a position of knowing that when I had a putt to make, and I had to make it, if I wanted to win something, I did. And that put it in my mind that I could do that, and I had done it, and winning breeds winning. So it's like, you know, it's like you get that in your mind the next time you have a putt that you have to make. Oh, I've done that before. I can do that again. So that's the first one's the hardest one to make.
Tonight we're looking at 100 years of Colorado golf. A year later, you came back to Cherry Hills, and in one of the great linking of sports legacies, you played the final round with Ben Hogan, who afterwards said in that famous U.S. Open that Arnold Palmer won, Ben Hogan afterwards said, there's a young kid I played with today who could have won by 5 or 6 shots today. Was that also part of your maturation?
Well, what Hogan, I think, actually said, he said, if I played with a young man today, if he had known how to win, would have won by several strokes.
Mm-hmm.
If he'd known how to win, meaning probably the best thing that ever happened to me in my career was not to win that tournament.
Really?
Had I won that tournament, I'd been scratching my ears like this. And, you know, I wouldn't have put my nose to the grindstone would not have wanted to get better. So I'm pretty good. I don't have to do that. But it brings you down to earth. It says, what did I do? How did I mess it up? How did I screw it up? How did I not realize I was in a position I was in? How did I not play it the way I should play it? You know, you learn from those elements. And so I think it was really important that I did not win that. I mean, obviously I wanted to win it, but it was, I sort of go back to that. That's kind of interesting. That's the only bet I've ever made in golf was that week.
Really?
Yep. I was, my dad came in and I was the amateur champion. And my dad came in, he says, I just saw the odds of the tournament. You're 35 to 1. You want some of that? And I said, sure. And he said, you want to win, play? No. Just win. And so I was 35 to 1. I bet $20 on myself to win that time. I think I was thinking more about $700 because I was getting married the next month.
Before we open to questions, I want to ask you about Colorado golf because we're talking about that tonight, especially the 100 years. You've had your fingerprint on a lot of Colorado golf, some golf course designs here. Is there anything particular about golf here that you think of when you come back?
Well, I don't know. I've obviously had a history, and you know, you're going to take away my speech tonight. That's right. I hope there's going to be more than just this tonight. Right?
There was a big crowd coming tonight.
So you're going to have to listen to it again. But now I sort of look at, you know, the first time I came out to play golf was obviously here. Then I came to Cherry Hills. Then I came back here, which nobody would ever realize that I did come back for the NCAA, which was 55 years ago. And we took a picture. We just took a picture of the 18th green. I said, I never saw the 18th green in the NCAA. I don't remember.
Good or bad?
No. Well, I guess I did see it because we had to qualify. I didn't qualify. Didn't have to qualify because I was as an individual, not mm-hmm. as so I was in the match play, or maybe I don't remember. Doesn't make a difference. But I played Bert Yancey the first round.
Really?
And I beat Bert 7-6, and so I was, you know, feeling pretty good about myself and so forth. And I played a young man from Stanford the second round, Steve Smith, and he waltzed me out of here 5-3. And Steve, I don't think anybody's ever heard of Steve since, but he's a nice guy, and I've run across him several times since. But he certainly took care of me in short measure, so nobody remembers the second time I came back.
Well, let's open it up.
Anyway, let me finish off.
Yes, please.
Then of course, we started. Played a few tournaments in Colorado, but then I started doing golf courses,
mm-hmm.
and of course, Castle Pines was the first. And Jack Vickers called me, Jack and I had known each other for quite a while. And when I first did Muirfield, I had Jack and his brothers down to play Muirfield. They all liked Muirfield, so evidently he liked that so much he wanted me to do Castle Pines. So that got me started in Colorado. We did, of course, we did Castle Pines, and then we did Meridian right up the street, and we did up at Fort Collins. Give me the name. I can't think of the name of the golf. Ptarmigan. I never remember that. And then we did Breckenridge, and we did the company did Singletree. I didn't do Singletree, but the company did. And did Country Club of the Rockies, mm-hmm. right across the street. Then we did Aspen Glen, which I did with my son Jack, and Roaring Fork. And I think that's all of them. But that's quite a few golf courses. I think other than the state of Florida, I think I've done more courses in Colorado than any other state.
It's good land.
We did Cherry Creek.
Right.
Cherry Creek in Denver. That was Jackie, also with Jackie. We did the second course at Castle Pines, too.
Right.
So we've done, maybe about 10 golf courses in Colorado.
It's a lot of work. Well, let's open it up. Let's get some questions. We'll start here with Gary.
Jack, tell me, besides the coming back for the NCAA, how many times have you been back to the Broadmoor since then?
I haven't been here since I walked off the 15th green in 1960.
Okay.
And then let me see the last three holes.
Okay. And tell me, I was reading an interview from long ago. I think they were asking you the three majors that you won that meant the most, and you mentioned this one, although you were having a hard time narrowing it to three, Do you still feel that the U.S. Amateur would fit in that category?
The U.S. Amateur was sort of the one that gave me the confidence to know that I could play and I could do things under pressure. That was important for me. I mean, I think the one at Oakmont was obviously important. My first professional win, and of course, beating Arnold in the playoff in his own backyard. And I was a stupid 20-year-old kid. I didn't even know Arnold lived around there. But he did, I promise you. And then I think, you know, I mean, they're all pretty hard to separate your majors, but obviously the last one, the 86 Masters, was pretty special.
Pretty special. From Jack Nicklaus talking about Colorado golf, Colorado golf courses, and playing here at the Broadmoor.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting stuff from him, and we're going to hear more of it coming up, and he repeated some of those things for the big crowd afterwards, too, so really enjoyable night with him.
Yeah, we've got more of the press conference with Jack Nicklaus coming up on the other side. Break coming up right here. We'll be back with more of Tee to Green, live and in real time on the Internet at sportsbyline.com from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Under my skin.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles, like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with flooring deals that end this Tuesday. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Billions of dollars continue funding every single year to businesses all across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they don't focus on personal credit. Funding can be used for payroll, equipment, added cash flow, and startups. If your business could use up to $500,000 within just a couple of days or up to $5 million within a week, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com. Find out how much your business could qualify for. That's BusinessLoansNow.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space.
The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about tips. And the first one being, when you receive instruction, encourage your instructor to videotape your short game. A lot of times, an instructor will videotape your full swing, but it's very, very helpful to videotape your short game. There's so many things that go into proper chipping technique, like the ball back, your hands covering your left knee and your weight forward. And that's hard for some people to see and feel. When you have it on video, it's much more vivid, much easier to get the concept. Secondly, when you videotape bunker play, videotape from behind so they see your swing path on your takeaway. Most important part of being a good bunker player is to take it up outside toward 11 o'clock. Too many people get their hands behind them too early. This results in poor bunker shots most of the time.
For more on getting the ball up and down, check out the website, tdegreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
America's longest-running network radio golf show and your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio. It's Tee to Green, Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butinoff from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, where it has just been a tremendous weekend here because Colorado Golf Association celebrating 100 years of golf in Colorado had their Century of Golf Gala last night here at the Broadmoor Resort right across the street. Now, Jerry, was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to honor the history and the future of golf in Colorado. And, of course, the honored guest of the event is our only guest on the show today, Jack Nicklaus. He participated in a fireside chat with Golf Digest writer and Golf Channel insider Tim Rosefort at the banquet. And before that, there was a press conference right here in the Broadmoor Golf Clubhouse upstairs. It was moderated by Denver's Tom Green, who works TV and has won Emmy Awards for his work in the Denver area. And we heard a little bit of that press conference in our last segment. We're going to go back to it right now. Jack Nicklaus won the U.S. Amateur Championship in 1959 here at the Broadmoor. Then a couple of years later, he won the U.S. Open for the first time, and he did it beating Arnold Palmer in Arnold Palmer's backyard in Pennsylvania. And one of the questions that was asked of Jack Nicklaus was about that event that was at the press conference yesterday here at the Broadmoor.
How vocal were the crowds in Arnie's backyard when you you beat him in that playoff in 1962?
Well, when I was there in 62, I would never have heard him. And when you got your mind on doing what you're doing, never heard him. I go back and look at it, I guess, yes, they were. And in 86, the crowds were, you know, pretty vocal too. And I was obviously the other way, but that's the sporting crowds are sometimes are pretty enthusiastic about what's going on. And in Arnold at Oakmont, Arnold was had won the Masters that year. He'd come close in 60 by winning the Masters, the U.S. Open, and finished a shot out at the British Open. Then he came back. So I think they were looking at the Grand Slam type thing with Arnold a lot at that point in time. And I apologize to him a lot for that. So I'm sorry, Arnold. I didn't do that. But anyway, it was, it was, and of course, but the crowds today are just, you know, so much bigger. And crowds today actually, I think crowds today know a little bit more about, more general in sports and what's going on in the sporting world. Most of the crowds back in those days were golf crowds. And today they're more of a sporting crowd. Oakmont was not a golf crowd particularly. Oakmont was a crowd that was, you know, pretty vocal with Arnold at that point in time. But you go to the Masters, that's pretty much golf. That's a big golf crowd. I didn't answer your question at all, but that's okay.
Go ahead.
Jack, Jack, you suggested that a time will come.
You've suggested there will be a time that will come where an altered compression golf ball or something like that might be needed to bring some of the classic courses back into the professional rotation.
Well, today we have one golf course that is not obsolete to the golf ball. That's Augusta National, which is the only people that had enough money to try to keep up with what's going on. And they've done actually a very good job of it, but it's cost millions of dollars to do what they do. And the golf ball from 1930-something to about 1995, when the elimination of the wound golf ball with a blotter cover, that was the last time we had that. The golf ball probably progressed 6 or 7 yards in that 60 years. From 1995 to 2005, the golf ball progressed about 55 or 60 yards. Mm. That's, to me, that just made golf courses obsolete. And do I think that the golf courses are obsolete for the average golfer? For most people, no. I'm talking about tournament golf. But I think that if you go back and look at the game of golf 30 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever you want to do, and who were the best players at most of your golf clubs? It was a person who hit it down the middle, up on the green, chipped and putted, pretty straight player, pretty consistent, so forth and so on. Today, who's the best player at your club? You might have the odd player who hits it 9 miles, and he might be able to find his golf ball. But for the most part, the people that hit it a long way, they can't find their golf ball. And you don't see people had legitimate handicaps 30 and 40 years ago. Today the handicaps are saying, okay, well, give me a double bogey on that hole. And that's all it takes. I mean, the deal is a different deal today. Now, I think the golf ball probably needs to be brought back about 20%. If you brought it back about 20%, we'd probably bring back about 13,000 golf courses that would be actually eligible for tournament golf. You probably would be grandfathering in the golf ball for a period of years. I sort of liken it to very similar to being the when the small ball was played over in Britain about 1970, 71, they changed back. They changed the big ball. The pros wanted to compete more on the international market, and they thought they needed to play the big ball to be able to compete because it was more difficult to play. But you can hit the small ball. I hit the small ball 50 yards further than I can hit the big ball. And I mean, it was fun to play. I love going over the golf course, just eliminate everything that was there, just hit it out 350 yards and have a lot of fun. But a lot of people enjoy doing that. But after they brought over the amateur tournaments, wanted to start having the big ball. And they had probably, I don't know, but they had 10 or 15 yards of grace period for that. Then the schools wanted to start playing it. Within two or three years, the amateurs said, "Hey, we want to play the same thing that the pros play." And so then they went to the big ball period, and the small ball got eliminated. It's much the same place we are today. And if we took golf ball and took it back 20%, that would take us back to about 1995. Golf game was pretty good in 1995. We had a lot of golf courses you could play events on. And, you know, why do you have to play 7,500 yards? Or in Colorado, 8,000 yards. Why do you have to play there? I mean, what does golf cost today? You need 8,000 yards for a golf course. How much acreage do you need for 8,000 yards? How much water do you need to water it? How much fertilizer do you need to fertilize it? How long does it take to play 8,000 yards? I mean, all these things are cost savings. Time that it takes to play the game. It takes a tremendous amount of time. Why are we losing people out of the game? Because it takes too long to play. And because it's too expensive. Because it's too difficult. All those things are elements. Now, you know, say whatever you want to say, it doesn't really make any difference whether they bring it back or not. I know the USGA talked quite a bit about it. They even came down about 6 months ago and brought me some balls that were reduced distance golf balls for testing. because they're thinking about wanting to do it. But I don't know. I don't really know what's going to happen or not. But let's forget all that. What I think really should happen, and if you start to see the game wanting to become a global game, and you see Colorado where you've got altitude, you don't have the ability to lengthen Cherry Hills. There's only so much property there to be able to do it. And yet Cherry Hills is a wonderful golf course. In my opinion, I think that instead of designing a golf course to the golf ball, we should design the golf ball to the golf course. Meaning, if somebody comes to me in China and has 50 acres and they want to have a golf course, we ought to be able to design a championship golf course on 50 acres and give them a golf ball that suits that golf course for that distance. We got to be able to make a 30% ball, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80%, 90, whatever you want to make. We got to be able to make that. That doesn't mean that's a tournament ball, but that's to make it relative to what you are playing. We had some people come to me, this is 25 years ago, 30 years ago, from the Cayman Islands. And the guy came in and he said, Jack, he said, I want to do a championship golf course. I'd love to have you do it for me in the Cayman Islands. I said, fine. How much acreage do you have? He says, we have 90 acres. I said, okay, it's fine. I said, what do you want to do there? He says, well, I want to have a hotel. I want to have a marina. I want to have a development. And I said, I'd like to have a golf course. He says, well, I think we do have a problem with the golf ball because the golf ball won't fit that. So I said, but I tell you, if we took a golf ball and developed one that goes half as far, you would need 1/4 the land because you got the distance this way and the distance this way. So we ended up designing a 9-hole regular golf course for the regular golf ball. It was a par 35, about 3,400 yards. We put interim greens in it, so you played like an executive golf course, or we had what we called the Cayman ball at that time, which went 50% as far. It was a par 72 Cayman golf course. Now the golf people loved the golf course. It played very well. I don't know whether they even get the golf ball anymore, but we did some modified golf. Now, the reason I say that I think we need to do this, the United States, the game is a fairly mature game. But there's so many places in the world, particularly with the Olympics coming on next year, that people will want to play the game, but they don't have the land, the money, and the space and the time to play it. So if we had a golf ball, they came in with that 50 acres, or they came in with 30 acres. They came in with 80 acres. India, we tried to put a golf course together to build a golf course in India. You're putting together 500 parcels for 18 holes. I mean let's try to find where somebody can put together, five or six parcels. Maybe you can build a golf course and people can learn and have fun and enjoy the game.
There you go. Jack Nicklaus talking about ways to get more people involved in the game, ways to get more courses back into the game. And when Jack Nicklaus speaks, people listen.
Well, and he talks about bringing the ball back 20%, which sounds like a lot. But when you think about it, those 340-yard drives are only going to be 270. That's what 20% is. And that's much more feasible for what he's talking about, allowing more courses to host tournaments again when you're talking tournament golf.
That was the press conference yesterday here at the Broadmoor right before the Century of Golf Gala last night across the way, attended by 1,250 people to listen to Jack Nicklaus and to help Colorado and the Colorado Golf Association celebrate its first 100 years of golf here in the Centennial State. When we come back, Jerry's going to take us on tour. This is Tee to Green, Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff from the Broadmoor Resort. Back after this on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf, Tee to Green continues. Jerry's here. Take us on tour.
You know, we talked about the history of golf all day, about the Colorado Golf Association. There's still history being made in the golf world here.
Yes.
It's going on right now. The women's tour, we're going to start there first. It's their next to last event before their tour championship next weekend in Naples, the Lorena Ochoa Invitational. It's in Mexico City now, mm-hmm. not in Guadalajara anymore, partly due to all the issues drug-related in that area. So they moved that tournament the last couple years. NB Park had a great back nine yesterday and has stretched out to a three-shot lead at minus 10 heading into the final round today. Second place, Se-Young Kim. Carlotta Seganda and Soyeon Ryu at minus 6, and Sakura Yokomini from Japan is at minus 5. Men's Tour, also their next-to-last event prior to their break in the season, which picks up again in January. Mayakoba, the OHL Classic. Derek Bathauer is our leader at minus 16, one better than Jason Bone. A group at minus 13 includes Russell Knox, who won last week. Four players at minus 13.
Like to
Justin
thank
Leonard also. Remember him?
Justin Leonard.
Justin Leonard in the hunt, three shots back.
I want to thank the Colorado Golf Association and the folks at the Broadmoor here for allowing Tee to Green to be a part of the big century of golf celebration here this weekend. It doesn't get much better than what we did yesterday. And we hope you enjoyed the little snippets of Jack Nicklaus from the press conference yesterday here as well. ColoradoGolf.org, the website for the CGA. They're eventually going to put some video and some of the things that happened last night up there, coloradogolf.org, for more information. That's it. Thanks to Scott in Master Control. For Jerry, I'm Jay. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.